Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. .852, Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. And joining me now live on the telephone from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter is Amber Francisco to tell us about some of the pets who are available for adoption this week. And Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, as always, and you still have a pretty full shelter, do you not?
Yes, unfortunately, we're still pretty full in dogs, but we've got to find all of them forever home, so we've got to come down and take a look.
Okay, all right, well, let's show a few of them this morning, right, to see kind of who is available. First on the list is Luna, and tell us about Luna.
Yes, Luna is a two-year-old mix. She is actually currently in a foster home because the shelter was just so stressful for her, but she is doing great, and her foster family would love for her to find her forever home. She's in a home with children and other dogs, and she's learning to be house trained and crate trained, so she just needs to find a place to call home so she can, you know, live the rest of her life with her own family.
Okay, but the foster family has good reports, it sounds like.
Yes, she is doing amazing in foster. She was here at the shelter for over almost a year before she went to foster. So she's just waiting for somebody to come meet her. You know, if anybody's interested in her, they just got to call down to the shelter so we can arrange a meet with the foster family.
There you go. All right, that is Luna. She's available this week from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And what about Henley?
Henley is also another one of our dogs that's in a foster home. I highlighted them today because when people come in, they don't get to see them because they're not
right here.
But when Henley came in, it was found that she was heartworm positive. So she has already gone through her treatment. Again, she is in a home where she gets along with other dogs and young children. She is very sweet. The foster said she is house trained and crate trained, doesn't bark, you know, unless someone comes to the door. Just a total love bug, loves to get up on your lap and get hugs and kisses. So if you're looking for a mellow healer, you gotta call and arrange a meet with Henley.
Okay, very good. That is Henley. And then let's talk about the cats. You still have a few cats at the shelter, and one of them is Moki.
Yes, Moki is a stunning three-year-old orange tabby. I'm just looking for a place to call home. He's a loving cat with a playful personality. So you got to come down and meet him. And if you're looking at the pictures, you can, you know, he's got those deep eyes that just say, come and meet me.
Very true. Yes, exactly. And so Moki is available as well. And of course, all of these pets are even more affordable than they usually are. And they're always pretty affordable, but there's a special deal going on with the Bissell Pet Foundation, right?
Yes, we have joined the Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelter adoption event. So all of our dogs, all of our cats have a $10 adoption fee. That covers their spay, their neuter, their microchip, their vaccines. So you cannot get a better deal for a lifetime of love that you're going to get when you take one of these animals home. So you got to come down and look. If you want to see who we have before, you can go on to 24 Pet Connect and put in our zip code, and it'll pull up all the animals available in our shelter, and then you can come down and meet them all.
Okay. All right. Very good. And they're all listed on that website then, right?
Yes. They are all on 24 Pet Connect.
Okay.
Connect.
Got it. Very, very good. And big thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation for their help in letting you do these adoptions for $10, right? That's
yes,
amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Bissell Foundation, Pet Foundation is amazing. We've gotten several dogs and cats adopted so far. So, and this event runs through the 15th. So if you're looking to add to your family, come down during this time and we'll help you for find the right fit for your family and your lifestyle, and it'll be $10. You can't beat that.
Cannot. That's true. This is the last week, it sounds like, then. So so this is the time to go down and make that decision that will add a new family member to your home. So wonderful. Well, Amber, I always appreciate your time, and thank you and everyone who works at the shelter for the work that you all do day in, day out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, thanks, you too. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is with me every Tuesday at this time talking about some of the pets that are available for adoption, and we always encourage you to consider adopting from a local shelter or a rescue organization when you are planning to add a furry member to your family. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for joining me this morning, everyone. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll see you back here on the radio tomorrow morning a little after 8 a.m. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.